This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will flag off 5 new Amrit Bharat Express trains from West Bengal and Assam today. He will flag off 3 Amrit Bharat Express trains from Hooghly in West Bengal. The Prime Minister will also flag off 2 new Amrit Bharat Express trains at Kaliabor in Assam's Nagaon district. The new train services will strengthen rail connectivity between the northeast and northern India, enabling safer and more convenient travel for the people. The Prime Minister will perform Bhumi Pujan for the Kaziranga Elevated Corridor project worth over 6,950 crore rupees at Kaliabor in Nagaon district in Assam. The 86-kilometre long Kaziranga Elevated Corridor project is an environmentally conscious national highway project. The project aims to improve regional connectivity while ensuring protection of the park's rich biodiversity. In the evening, Prime Minister Modi will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of various development projects worth around 830 crores at Singur in Hooghly district of West Bengal. Yesterday, Prime Minister Narendra Modi launched a scathing attack on the Trinamool Congress or TMC government, labelling it ruthless and calling for its immediate departure from power. Mr. Modi said this while inaugurating new projects worth over 3,000 crore rupees and flagging off several trains at Malda in West Bengal. The Prime Minister highlighted illegal infiltration as the state's gravest challenge, stating that it has reached a critical stage, altering regional demographics and local languages.
Bangalore ke samne ek bahut badi chunauti guspet ki hai. TMC ke neta, TMC ka syndicate, saalon se yahan guspetiyon ko basane, unhein voter banane ka khel khel raha hai. Paschim Bangal ke anek kshetron mein abadi ka santulan bhi bigad raha hai. कई जगह भाषा और बोली में फर्क आ रहा है.
The Director General of Civil Aviation, DGCA, has imposed a fine of 22.2 crore rupees on IndiGo following large-scale delays and cancellations by the airline in early December last year. The fine was imposed following a detailed inquiry conducted by a 4-member committee constituted by the DGCA to undertake a comprehensive review and assessment of the circumstances leading to the operational disruptions of IndiGo. National Testing Agency NTA has released the admit cards for the JEE Main 2026 Session 1 examination. Candidates appearing for Paper 1 of BE or BTech between 21st and 24th of this month can download their admit cards by visiting NTA's official website jeemain.nta.nic.in. In Uttar Pradesh, police have registered 8 separate FIRs over alleged circulation of misleading content on social media related to Manikarnika Ghat reconstruction work in Varanasi yesterday evening. The cases were filed at the city's Chowk police station on charges of use of images of Hindu deities to mislead people who have faith in Hinduism, triggering public outrage, disturbing social harmony, and tarnishing the image of the executing agency as well as the government. The Commission for Air Quality Management in Delhi NCR and adjoining areas has invoked Stage 4 of GRAP across entire NCR with immediate effect. The decision comes after Delhi's AQI touched 400 yesterday, placing it in the very poor category. Under the restrictions, the entry of BS4 trucks into Delhi has been banned, except for vehicles carrying essential commodities or providing essential services. In men's cricket, hosts India take on New Zealand in the decisive third and final ODI of the series in Indore today. The match is set to begin at 1:30 p.m. The series is currently tied at 1-1, with India winning the opening match and New Zealand bouncing back to win the second. And that is the end of this news bulletin.